he, when he had to go to the army, well, he come back. And there wasn't no job here then, you know, for him to get. So he just held his seniority. And when he got that job up there in Jackson, why, he went to work. And then, of course, the time that he spent in the army went in on his time, you see.
Yes, sir. I see.
He stayed in the army 39 months. He went to both sides of that war.
He did.
Went through with the Third Army in Europe, and then went to the... He shipped home from Yokohama, Japan. He stayed 39 months. And of course, that goes on his railroad time.
Right. Well, he saw a lot of the...
Yeah, he seen... He said he'd seen them coming in with a truckload of dead men, you know, with chain thrown over just like hauling logs.
Golly. I don't think I'd care anything about seeing that.
Well, no, he didn't either, but he's a nervous wreck now, too, you know, been ever since he got back.
Yeah, it affects a lot of people, like that. You know, read about people, you know, coming back from Vietnam, bothered them like that.
And, of course, that bull they had over there in Europe, you know, that Bastogne bull they talked about?
Yes, sir.
Well, he was in that. We had a letter from him. And he was at Bastogne. And then that is Christmas time. I heard about that bull, and we didn't get another letter for 3 months.
I bet you were a little bit upset.
Yeah, and we just lost this other bull. So I thought he was gone too, but then finally I got about a dozen, three or four letters. So I sure was glad to get them.
That's good that he made it through it all right.
Yeah.
Well, do you pronounce your name?
Yeah, both, either one's right.
I never heard it pronounced like that before, Mr.
Man. Well, now, where I worked up down in Jackson, that's all they said.
Yes.
Of course, it didn't make no difference. I told them it didn't make no difference for me.
Yes.
So it either one would be all right.
I'll probably call you because that's the pronunciation that I use mostly.
Well, I'd be all right.
It's like, you know, I think a general in the Army was named.
Yeah, you know, you've heard of Sonny Montgomery, this congressman here from Mississippi. You haven't heard of him.
Hadn't heard of him.
Well, he's a terrible fellow to go to that war zone back when they were fighting over there. And he told me, I saw him at the courthouse. He comes around once in a while, you know, or talk with everybody.
Yes, sir.
And he told me that he talked to the old general over there, and the old general said he skinned all of us down here. So I told him I didn't know.
I think his home's in South Carolina. I don't know if he was born
I believe he's from Virginia.
Virginia?
Yeah.
I see.
It is all the same name. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's an English name.
Yes, sir. Well, did you go to school up there around where you were born, or where did you go?
I went to school with Menin Hall in Braxton. Of course, I never did finish school when I got about the ninth grade, and I got about grown, got to where I could get me a job. And of course, I thought that's all I needed, but of course it wasn't.
Did you just start the ninth grade, or were you able to get through it?
Well, I went through the session with the ninth grade.
I see. Well, back then, did schools offer much more than that, or did most people just...
Yeah, they even go to 12th grade, yeah.
I see. A lot of people I talked to said that you just couldn't go past.
Well, of course.